And speaking of promoting pedophilia, let's talk about Mr. Kanye West's former brand, which he has now disassociated with him. Shout out to Kanye. Balenciaga.
Yeah, so anyone who's not familiar with what has happened, they put up a advertising campaign with children holding bondage teddy bears, and then people started looking deeper into their images and noticing that books in the background were written by pedophiles, and they were finding other names in the background of their images that you Google that person has taken illicit photos of children, etc. So basically Balenciaga is rife head to toe with these little hidden cookies all linking to
Child molestation and pedophilia. Let me tell you something. I have a little girl, I would never let her do any kind of modeling because that business is just filled with pedophiles and degenerates. But if I sent her on a photo shoot, thought, my little girl's going to shoot for Balenciaga, that's good, and told her mother to go take her down to the photo studio, and she came back holding teddy bears in BDSM sexual bondage gear, I'd lock and load.
I don't think many people understand why this is happening. The chance of it being a coincidence, not just the child. You know, the thing is, I'm going to give Balenciaga the benefit of the doubt. A child, a little girl holding a bondage teddy bear is distasteful and is clearly promoting pedophilia. But you could perhaps argue in a court of law that it was just, they weren't thinking and they didn't realize perhaps. But multiple campaigns having books written by people who were either making pedophilic content or arrested and charged for murder of a child or pedophilia. That is not a coincidence. You can't argue that away as oops. You can't argue that away as
you tried very hard.
You can't argue that away. You've tried very hard to put in that many deliberate references to a particular mindset, which obviously the world finds repulsive. Therefore, by extension, you have to understand that if it was done on purpose, which as we've just deciphered, it must have been, why are they doing this? And I don't think many people understand why a brand like Balenciaga would so openly show the world that they are trying to promote pedophilia.
Tell them.
I'll tell them why. So some could argue that they're trying to advertise it and encourage it.
Normalize.
And that is the case. That is what they're trying to do. But it actually goes a level deeper than that. Satanists, people who worship Satan, believe in karmic retribution. They believe that they can suffer the consequence of lying and tricking you. So the very simple premise is this. If I sell poison apples and I write apples and you come and eat one, I poisoned you. But if I sell poison apples and I have a sign that says apples, they're poison, and you come and eat one, you committed suicide. I haven't murdered you. You've committed suicide.
That's what Satanists believe.
Satanists believe by telling you what they're doing, they don't have any karmic retribution. I'm not responsible I'm not responsible for all the negative fallout from my actions if they understood what I was doing and allowed me to do it. This is why they show you and tell you what they're doing. If I show you and tell you that we are pedophiles and you continue to buy our products, then you're supporting pedophilia and you're obviously okay with us being pedophiles. If I do it hidden behind your back, then you can argue and say, I didn't know they were pedophiles. But by showing you, I've shown you I'm a pedophile, you still want to wear my t-shirt. So obviously what I'm doing is okay. And this karmic retribution model and the way that Satanists view the world, and when I say Satanists, I genuinely mean people
Satanists,
who worship
real
Satan. The people who are in charge of these brands and in charge of the Western world and in charge of the Matrix genuinely worship Satan. When you understand the idea of karmic retribution, you can apply that to so many scenarios. They're doing this with everything. Karmic retribution isn't just about Balenciaga. Let's look at the recent scam of COVID. They made it very clear to you it was bullshit. They made it very clear that the virus isn't going to hurt you.
They made it clear that they didn't listen. They disobeyed the mask laws.
Yeah, they made it very clear to you it was all stupid. So that when you still did it, they could say,
We showed them
it was dumb, but they did it anyway.
I'm going to drop a very subtle one in there that you probably don't want me to mention. I'm going to mention it anyway. If there was a certain world leader who is playing a role right now, integral to, how can I exactly put this? If there was a world leader right now who was playing the role of a hero when in fact he was a villain, wouldn't it be funny if we publicly gave him an Oscar
for acting,
playing a role?
for acting as something as he isn't.
Now, Google which world leaders have recently been handed Oscars in your face.
It's karmic. This is the whole point. They have to show you what they're doing so that when they're allowed to do it, that they can sit and say, well, they knew what we were doing and they didn't stop us. They were complicit.
Yes.
Complicity is what Satanists believe in. They don't want to outright lie to you and trick you. They have to tell you. This is why the Georgia Guidestones say we're going to reduce the world population. This is why they will say to you things like, listen to this. Imagine this for a second. Imagine you're at home and they say that COVID is dangerous. And then you watch the Black Lives Matter protests and they say that Black Lives Matter protests don't spread COVID because the cause is noble. And then after that, you still get the vaccine to protect yourself.
And still don't meet your friends and family or go to the funerals of your loved ones.
If you're that stupid, you deserve the consequences. But this is understand, please.
But they're right.
They're right.
They're right.
The Satanists believe if you're that stupid, you deserve the consequences of not seeing your family members, of not being able to run your business and losing your job, of potentially dying from the vaccine. They believe you deserve all of these consequences because they've made it very clear to you that the whole thing is bullshit. And you agreed with it anyway. Balenciaga is not accidentally, repeatedly trying to tell you that they're supporting pedophilia. They're telling you on purpose. They believe in their religion. There's no karmic reprehension for themselves. They're not going to face any consequence for their actions. And most people don't understand this. Once you understand how Satanists work and why they show you what they're trying to do, then the whole world makes a lot more sense. This Balenciaga thing is not just a messed up advertising campaign and stupid cookies and little hidden things. No, this is pedophiles telling you they're pedophiles. Genuinely, in real time.
And when they see you wearing their t-shirt, they're like, you know what? That guy supports me. So turn off the World Cup, burn your Balenciaga, do not shop there anymore. And shout out to Kanye for cutting ties with those people, because there's more to all of this than meets the eye. I'm telling you, the fact that Kanye, just before this stuff came out, cut all ties with the brand. I think Kanye knows a lot more than he lets on. He sees a lot more than a lot of people see. And shout out to him. He's back on Twitter, you know, Andrew.
Yeah, I heard he's back. So obviously Elon is here. And I kind of feel like there's a revolution going on. I feel like we're living in a time now where the revolution's coming because the pendulum's been swinging towards the darkness for so long. And finally, there's glimmers of hope.